This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, cruel to be kind. Welcome to the program. It's hour one in this Thursday. Full lineup here. Fritzy is back.
Let's go.
Good to have you back. How was yesterday?
Yesterday was a little rough, not eating and drinking for 24 hours, but made it through.
All right. Yes, Paul.
It's 24 hours sundown to sundown. Is that how the policy?
It's supposed to actually be 25 hours.
But I don't think it's a policy. I don't know if it's a policy.
It isn't?
I don't know. Is it a policy
sundown
in the religion?
There might be another word, not so corporate.
Yeah, yes. I didn't set a timer, but once the sun goes down, you stop eating, and then when the sun goes down again, then you can start.
You didn't cheat.
I didn't. I didn't go 25 hours. I might have been more like 22 and a half because we had friends come over, so we might have broken fast a little before it got dark out because it was a school night. So hopefully I'm inscribed in the Book of Life and I made it into the ark and all that stuff.
Good. Yes, Paul.
Fritzy, when you get to like hour 22, 23, are you so hungry you're getting like where you're like, I can't wait, or are you kind of over it? Like a fast.
The worst, those last couple hours are the worst because you can almost taste that onion bagel with cream cheese and lox and all the other stuff that's waiting to be eaten that you see in the fridge or on the counter that you just can't touch for another hour or two. Why would you
leave food out?
Well, because we had people over, we were hosting, so we wanted to just have everything ready to go. So anything that didn't need to be refrigerated, like bagels and stuff, was already on the table and you're just staring at it.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Big news yesterday. On the newsletter, it was the headline. Chris in Syracuse called in. It had been 10 years since we had heard from him. Called in for a mock headline. The newsletter is available daily, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner, you're good to go. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. You're chatting on Chat Row, and if you're dialing us up, Tyler is there, operator standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, leading the way. Jeremy Lin, the former star of the Knicks, he's got a documentary, 38 at the Garden. That's when he scored 38 against the Lakers at the Garden. And Jeremy Lin will join us from China, where he's playing. He'll join us coming up in the final hour. Chris Sims, our buddy from Pro Football Talk, will also stop by as well. Baseball's regular season is done. Sometimes you have to wait until the end of the regular season to find out who's been managing some of these teams. So if you didn't know that Mike Matheny was the Royals manager, he got fired yesterday. Playoffs begin at noon Eastern on Friday. Tonight, the Colts at the Broncos. And I liken this to a friend who says, come on over, ice cream party. We're serving vanilla. Okay, I like ice cream. I don't know if I'm going to make it over there. Maybe I'll do a cameo. And that's probably what I'll do with this game tonight. Although I will say, if this was in the preseason and you said, hey, what about that Colts game against the Broncos? Oh, I like that. You know, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, two Hall of Famers, new teams. I like this. I like this. These two could meet down the road in the playoffs maybe. And then all of a sudden we get to this matchup coming up tonight. And you go, okay, if I have to watch it, anything else on? Yes, Todd.
If it was Falcons Seahawks 2014, then you could get all excited about that Matt Ryan Russell Wilson matchup. Now, I mean, not so much.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
But well, the vanilla ice cream thing—if it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of ice cream.
No. This is just vanilla, Todd. Tonight is vanilla ice cream.
But it's 3 hours of all-you-can-eat vanilla ice
cream. Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
There's no toppings.
As many scoops as you
There's
want.
No toppings. Yes, Eden.
I actually think that's an insult to vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
Vanilla ice cream is a staple of the ice cream industry and the sundae industry, and to compare that to Colts Broncos tonight is...
Vanilla.
Damn it, I'm sticking up for vanilla ice cream.
All right. Yes, Marv.
Will they be serving sugar cones or is it just in a cup?
Just in a cup.
Ew.
Yeah, no toppings whatsoever. You don't even get sprinkles. Yes, Paul.
That's exactly right. It's no offense to vanilla ice cream. It's good, but that's the base.
Is there somebody whose name Noah Fence?
Checking.
Yeah.
But like he was a Colorado Rocky sometime in the...
It just dawned on me when you said no offense, and I went Noah Fence.
Checking.
All right, see if you can find that out. All righty, welcome to the program. You know, remember when the Colts had a good quarterback, a great quarterback? A rich history of quarterbacks, Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, generational talents. They've been struggling. They've been struggling to find somebody to come in and be their starting quarterback for more than a year or so. Matt Ryan's there. Carson Wentz was there. Phillip Rivers was there. But no Jonathan Taylor tonight, out with an ankle injury. So Matt Ryan forced to shoulder more of the offensive load. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this team. I think there were high hopes, maybe a dark horse Super Bowl team. And at some point you can't go, well, it's early in the season. At some point it becomes a little later in the season. And then you have to look at a team and go, that's who that team is. I'm not there yet with the Colts. And I'll probably go kicking and screaming because I still think they're a good team. I just don't want to overreact in September. I can start to overreact a little bit in late October. But once we get to November, I think we know what these teams are going to be all about. But the Colts, Denver, you got two veteran quarterbacks here, and neither has played particularly well. That's coming up tonight. What are the Broncos favored by, Todd? Would you
check that out?
Like maybe 3.5? Does that sound about right? First team to 21 wins? Maybe Broncos by 4? We do have our podcast, the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, later today with Bad Larry and Shea and Irving and also Dylan, our graphics guy. And that'll be later on. It'll be available at danpatrick.com. Yes, Todd?
I see Broncos favored by 3.5.
Okay, all right. That was my initial.
3.5.
3.5. Like it. 3.5.
There you go.
3.5. Yeah, Paulie.
If you were betting, Dan, is there someone in this country where their actual name is Noah Fence, since we're talking game?
I'm going to say yes.
I have one in an entire country out of 350 million people. Noah Fence. Let's just put it this way. He might be a Bills fan. There are over 200 people named Ben Dover.
Yeah.
As we've mentioned before, which is a horrible name to give. If your last name's Dover, don't name your kid Ben. Name Mike or Tim. And then there's 8 people named Gymnasium.
Okay.
James Nasium. I would go by James. Gymnasium.
I get it in Hollywood where you want to name your kid and you want them to stand alone. You want to name your child Apple or whatever, Mango or. Yeah, Marv.
When you're naming your kid, the first thing I thought of is let's try to think of something that won't get our kid made fun of.
Yeah. Right. How will this play out on the playground in third grade?
Yes. And I don't think parents thought of that. I don't think they think of that. At least growing up, you know, there were some kids who got roughed up considerably.
I can tell you what, my friend Richard Sweat, his dad didn't think of it because he was Richard Sweat Sr.
Come on.
He went Richard Sweat Jr. Like, you got to deal with it too.
Yeah.
It's like passing on a bad gene to your kid.
Yeah. Richard Sweat.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't.
That's cruel and unusual punishment. Yes, Paul.
There's got to be someone assigned to the hospital that doesn't let the people out until they fix that name. Aren't you supposed to fill it out before you leave the hospital?
Yes, you have to name your child before you leave.
I would volunteer to work at the local hospital and make sure.
So you'd be the ombudsman?
Yeah, the ombabiesman.
Okay.
And because Richard Sweat's not happening on my watch. I went to a grade school with a girl named April Showers.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Great girl, very likable, but she had to deal with, oh, do you bring Mayflowers for the rest of her life?
Mm. Yeah.
I worked at a radio station, and the HR person's name was Crystal Glasscock.
Okay.
True story. Crystal Glasscock.
Okay.
Name her Jane.
Yeah. All right.
Take some of the heat off it.
I went to school with some kids. I can't even say their names on the air.
I know this. You've told me this before. They're so out of hand,
I can't say it because then people say, did you hear what Dan Patrick said? I heard him use that word. There are names that, you know, that they got roughed up a little bit there. Yeah, Paul.
So if you live in Indianapolis and you decided, you know, it's a big basketball community in Indianapolis, and you decided to name your son Gymnasium, okay, it's kind of cute. A lot of gymnasiums in Indianapolis. Here's one that bothers me even more.
Okay.
Let's say my last name was Daniels. Guess what I'm not naming my son?
Jack.
No, well, that's actually funny. I don't like when you name your kid Dan Daniels.
Oh.
Because
okay.
That lack of creativity is so, it's troublesome. Like, you're in the hospital, you're with your wife. Like,
so you're okay with Jack Daniels?
Yeah, because there's a little funny to it. I'm not okay with it.
Could lead to alcoholism, though.
But if your last name is
binging. Come on, Jack.
John Johnson, and your last name is Johnson, and you name your kid John. There's nothing else you could think of.
Hmm.
Drives me crazy.
All right.
Back after this.
Yeah. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
We'll keep an eye on the story.
Thank you for that iTeam report. But, you know, even when the Kardashians and Kanye were naming their kid, Northwest, Saint West.
Psalms.
See, that doesn't bother as much. It's goofy, but it's not like bend over. Bend over, a third grader's going to light you up.
Northwest?
Actually, I kind of thought it was going to be Northwest. Like, I would have said, all right, Northwest, and then it turns out it's Northwest. Now, I wouldn't do that to my kids. But, yeah.
But, like, Paul, it would bother you more if they named their child, like, Wesley West. And then he's West-West.
West-West.
Right. That bothers me actually
West-West.
Okay. The lack of creativity.
Yeah, Northwest is okay.
Yeah,
all right. It's okay.
You should not be allowed to name your own kids. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Not so much like the people at the hospital are going to take charge of it and say.
Well, remember that story? And it's become, you know, like a urban legend where a couple couldn't come up with a name. And they saw the no smoking sign, and they named their kid Nosmo King.
Yeah, last name was King.
I don't know if that's true.
I like the twins, Molly and Famali.
I never heard that.
Male and female.
I never heard that.
Molly and Famali. Might be urban legend.
Okay.
Might be true.
But Nosmo King. And then, you know, then I run into somebody who says, oh, I swear to God, that's a true story. And I go, Nosmo King? No smoking?
It's kind of a baller name, Nosmo King.
Nosmo.
All right.
I like that.
My dad taught a kid once, and his name was spelled A-S-E-H-O-L-E. Asahali.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Asahali.
But that's his last name.
I think that's that's his first name.
Oh, no.
But I think it's like a cultural thing.
Wait, did you see the basketball player the other night?
Ho You Fat?
Ho You Fat.
Yeah, he was on
Steve Ho You Fat.
Stevie Ho You Fat.
And it's Ho You Fat. It's not Ho You Fat. It's not like connected together.
I thought
Steve Ho You Fat from three. Good.
Yeah. Who you calling Ho You Fat?
Can you put them together so it's Ho You Fat? You know, it flows better.
Well, didn't you have the 76er player? That F-U-K.
Oh, Furkan Korkmaz?
Furkan, yeah.
He's a great Furkan player.
Furkan.
We got a Furkan draft here.
You're Furkan great.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
I love that name.
Thank you, Todd.
If you're ho you fat, do you put a comma after the ho? So you make the announcers
make
pause.
It even worse.
There's that that bit though that Nicolas Cage did. Have you ever seen that on SNL? And he was a host. This is way back.
A host.
And he a host.
Host you fat.
And he was like, they're going over. It's exactly what we're talking about. They're trying to name their child.
Yeah.
And every name that like his wife or partner brings up, he's like, oh, yeah, great, because everybody's going to call him like Jim, Duncan Jim or whatever. And he's got a problem with every name. And then there's a knock at the door and they open the door. He's like, hi, I've got a package here for Mr. And I can't say the word. And he goes, it's as we pay. This is the best, it's the funniest bit. It's as we pay.
Not bleep wipe.
Yeah, right. I got a delivery here for Mr. Bleep Wipe. It's as we pay.
I had a couple of people I went to school with. They started to change the pronunciation of their last name as they got older. They're like, they're going with that pronunciation now. I don't blame them. This program brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, use the code Patrick, special offer when you sign up. That's promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Chris Sims is going to join us coming up. We'll have him analyze. We'll have him hype up this game tonight. Colts, Broncos. Thursday Night Football. Right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Chris Sims joining us now. I mean, you busted your spleen. You probably still tried to hide that when you played, didn't you?
I did. That's, I mean, you're saying it right, Dan. I mean, 100%. It's a performance business. And then, you know, you put yourself into Tua's shoes to what you're talking about. First off, football players want to play football. Quarterbacks are usually and generally love the game in all aspects of it, right? They've got a little mojo. It's the first time in his NFL career he's got some positive stuff going on with him. He knows he's got a pretty good backup, Teddy Bridgewater, behind him. He doesn't want to give him that chance. So, yeah. You know, again, I've said to Florio a million times when we had this conversation, if I was in today's NFL, I got my head hit hard. I'd get up doing something with my shoulder. And yeah, there was no way. I was bleeding internally and dying out and bleeding out. They weren't taking me out of the game. I didn't know I was that. I thought maybe it broke, you know, a rib and it was touching my lung or whatever, but it is the nature of the beast. I think Joe Burrow hit this, you know, perfectly. I at no point thought Ray Lewis running into me at full speed was good for my body when I signed up for football. I wasn't like, you know, I think I'll live longer if Ray runs into me full speed and just cleans my clock a few times. So it's a big boy sport. It's a sport of big people. And, of course, it's a lot of intensity and people fighting for their careers. And that leads to some violent, you know, hits on the football field.
Okay, how do you have your spleen get – what was the medical term that – did it explode, and who hit you?
Well, it was Thomas Davis, right, and Chris Jenkins. It was kind of a double whammy. We had a play called 23Z in, and I thought I was going to have the curl route open, and somebody flashed in front of it, and now I cocked the ball back because the pocket was collapsing, and I was going to throw the ball out of bounds. And I saw Thomas Davis coming at me, but as I was throwing the ball and got in that compromised position, Chris Jenkins hit me from behind, and it really, like, extended me, right, almost into a back extension. And that at that moment is where Thomas Davis put the crown of his helmet right in the soft spot of my belly. And, yeah, you're not thinking you're, you know, bleeding internally. I thought maybe I broke a rib. I didn't know what was going on, but I was extremely uncomfortable, and I kept telling the medical staff I could play. Oh, and thank God after the game, the doctor was like, hey, let's just go to the emergency room because it might be your spleen. And thank God he did that because I don't think I had a whole lot longer to figure that one out.
All right, assess this game tonight. What's wrong with these two? Let's start with these two quarterbacks. What's wrong with Russell Wilson right now?
All right. I mean, obviously not comfortable in the offense quite yet. And, you know, and honestly, I got to say a little bit, I got to put some on Russell here altogether. I did a long breakdown of this on my Chris Sims Unbuttoned podcast a little yesterday where, you know, there's some plays there to be had right now. Russell Wilson is not seeing the field real well. He's a little unwilling to pull the trigger and play football within the pocket the right way for the quarterback position. You know, when I watch them over the first 4 weeks, I go, Dan, if it's not a one-on-one shot or if the first read's not wide open, then it's, I don't know what's going to happen. He's going to look around and look at the rush and lose sight of things downfield and throw a check down or end up having to throw it away. So he's certainly not playing very, very good football. And, you know, they're running the ball okay. The system itself, I know that system. It's rooted in McVay. I mean, Gruden and Shanahan and McVay and all that. So I really know the reads and understand
it. But can it be fixed in Denver?
I, I do think it can be. I do. They got to just, you know, he's got to trust the offense, trust what he's seeing a little bit more. And there is potential there. Their O-line, like we said, it is pretty good. And Judy, Sutton, and then KJ Hamler there are dangerous that way. So there's meat left on the bone. And, yeah, I'm not giving up on their offense. There's enough answers within the scheme. Russell's got to play better and you know, trust the offense a little bit more.
All right. What's wrong with Matt Ryan?
There's a few things here. Now, you know, one is, you know, lack of things to be scared of on the offensive side of the ball. I think that's the first thing. They got no Sutton, Judy. You know, Michael Pittman Jr. is a very good receiver, but not the kind of guy you go, whoa, we got to reorganize our defensive game plan and double him, or we're going to be in trouble because it's going to be bombs away over our head. They have no element of that that scares you in the pass game, let alone I think you couple that with Matt Ryan's inability to scare you with his ability to push the ball down the field. And now we're talking about an older quarterback, yes, who is getting horrible pass protection and can't run the football. You know, that's one there where I don't know if it's fixable. As in the Denver, I say there's still potential. This one is scary. I mean, the fact that, you know, it's the worst scoring offense in football. They get, you know, sacked a lot. They make a lot of mistakes and turnovers. There's nothing good right now. Both of these offenses are reeling, but I'm a little more concerned with the Colts than I am Broncos.
All right, how far into the season do you make an assessment, this is who this team is?
I would say give me another few weeks. I think, you know,
end of October.
About the end of October, maybe even mid October, where you get through five. You know, we're getting close there to six games where I'd go, this is really them. This is how they're gonna play. This is an issue this year. It's not like, oh, it's a one or two game blip. It's I've been saying this 4 out of 5 weeks. And you know, that's where I'm a little concerned with the Colts, because it's really been almost every week. And, you know, the one game they won was the Chiefs, where, you know, they had three, four, five shamrocks up their butt to pull that one out and had every break in the world to get that victory.
He's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and contributes to NBC's Football Night in America and a former NFL quarterback. Watching the Rams, lack of offense, offensive line, no running game. Cooper Kupp's on pace for 190 catches. I mean, if you're Odell Beckham Jr., of all of the teams here that you can go to when you're healthy,
right?
Who is number one on that list that you would say that's where you want to go?
Well, I mean, it's not the Rams right now. I know all the other things are the Rams, right? Hey, they got his locker. He loves them. They love him. He loves living in L.A., all of that. But – you know, I think to the point you're asking here in the question is just like, if he wants to set himself up for a payday and, you know, a big contract for 2023 or 2024 and so on, I don't know if the Rams are there. You know, a little bit like we talked about the Colts there. I got real questions. You know, the Rams, like you said, the offensive line, it's not the same. They lost people there. You know, the running game is non-existent. And then a little like we were talking with the Colts offense too, there's no element that scares you. You know, Cooper Kupp's really good, but he's not the kind of guy that scares you 70 yards down the field. He's the guy that scares you 5, 10, 15 yards downfield with the occasional tactical down the field shot. So they don't have anybody to open up the offense. And right now, you know, McVay can't find that one thing that kind of stresses the defense out, right, to then play off of that and compromise you. You know, in the years past with, like, Jared Goff, right, it was the speed sweep and the outside zone, and he kept you out of balance and out of whack with that, and he could develop a bunch of plays off of that. Last year, play action pass and a little running the ball opened up everything. Nobody ran more play action pass and threw the ball down the field more than they did, but that opened up all the Cooper Kupp and easy underneath stuff and made it all look great. Right now, there's none of that lack of pass protection and offensive line play. Like, I'm concerned with the Rams. I mean, they're no way Super Bowl caliber. They are low level, barely getting the playoffs and the NFC type of team to me right now.
Best team in California is who?
Ooh, I just want to make sure. It's the 49ers.
Okay.
You know, I don't care that the 49ers are 2-2. The 49ers are one of the best teams in football. And as long as Jimmy G doesn't do things that we saw in Denver a few weeks ago, they're going to win the majority of their games. And even last week, I mean, again, It wasn't great on Monday night. I can go back to the first half and show you a handful of plays and go, damn, can the guy be any more open? Can he just serving it up for you, the wide open receivers, and the game should be, you should be up by 14 or 17, and instead it's 17-9 late in the third quarter. Like, how the hell does that happen? So, but I do think that they'll figure it out with him, and of course it's early for him here too, and I think the 49ers, their roster is as good as anybody in the league. It's right up there with the Eagles and the Dolphins and the Bucks as far as most talented teams in the league.
Why does it feel like Jerry Jones is trying to push Dak Prescott to get back sooner and in the meantime talk about how great Cooper Rush is?
Right.
So I'm trying to understand his logic of you love this quarterback, man, we're surprised, and he's playing great, but he keeps giving us updates on Dak and hoping he'll come back against the Rams.
Yeah, I do think he, you know, put a little unwanted or unneeded pressure on the situation at first. And again, they're going to need Dak Prescott. You know, this is one of my pet peeves of the week. There's two things on social media. Is Jared Goff better than Matthew Stafford? Like, what? Like, get the hell out of here, okay? Like, that thing started. Are we kidding me? Come on now. We've lost our mind. We're going to be such prisoners in the moment. And what I want to tell everybody is Detroit's offense has more talent than the Rams, really. So that's the other thing, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But come on. And then the other thing here is Cooper Rush and the Dak Prescott quarterback controversy. Like, come on now. Let's get out of town in here. First off, the thing I want to say is, Dan, if Dak Prescott played the way they are playing the last few weeks and put up the stat line that Cooper Rush is putting up, we'd all be going, is something wrong with Dak in the offense? What's going on? But now they've won the game because we didn't expect it, and it's, ooh, maybe there's a controversy. And then that's where, you know, I think Jerry Jones didn't help the situation out. But, hey, they're playing great on defense. They're playing balanced football. They got a few tricks every game to help Cooper Rush and company out, where I always, that's a pet peeve of mine to go, where are those tricks when the starter's in there? Or when the starter's in there, let's not just go, well, he's better, so let's throw it 45 times a game and lose balance. They seem to fall into that trap. The Cooper Rush has played well, but don't rush it back with Dak Prescott, to your point. The Cowboys are better than I expected. They're a real player in the NFC. The big picture is more important here, and Cooper Rush, it's been good, but I was at the Giants game in person. There was plenty of completions there to be had. That game shouldn't have been that close. You know, last week he threw two bad interceptions against Washington that got called back that had nothing to do with the play. He just got lucky that they got called. They'll need Dak to make the big-time Dak plays as we get going on here, and it's a great job by Cooper Rush, but I don't understand why Jerry did that either, Dan.
Great to talk to you as always, Chris.
Thanks, buddy. Tell the guys I said hello.
We were on a topic to start the show, strange names that maybe you went to high school with or college with. Did you have somebody like Bend Over, April Showers? Did you?
Man, I feel like I did it. I'm choking. I grew up at Itafuda. yes. That was a real name. So that one, I haven't pulled that one out of my brain in a long time there. But yeah, that was growing up. That was definitely one of the ones that stuck out.
Well, because Paulie said no offense, and I said, wait, is there somebody named Noah Fence?
There's got to be, right?
There's one person.
One?
One person in the world named Noah Fence. And then there's quite a few gymnasiums.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of Bend Overs.
That's which is crazy. How does that even happen? You'd think a parent would stumble on that and just go, "That doesn't sound right. Let me move on to another name."
Yeah. Yeah. You think so?
But I like it. Deep Thoughts by Dan.
Yes,
Patrick
absolutely.
And the Danettes.
Absolutely. thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
That's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Jeremy Lin is going to join us. There's a documentary that comes out next week, next Tuesday, October 11th on HBO, HBO Max. The HBO documentary film 38 at the Garden, and that incredible, how many weeks stretch that he had where it was Lin's sanity. And he had 38 at the Garden against the Lakers. He'll join us coming up. The intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com. I think Jeremy Lin started his career with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think he was drafted, but he had a few stops along the way, and he was a good player, a good Ivy League player. But I don't think that he made any news nationally. If you watched Harvard, then you might have thought, oh, that guy, pretty good. He can shoot. He can score. I think one season he averaged 18 a game, but kind of a nondescript pro basketball player. So then he goes to the New York Knicks, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Knicks had some injuries, and then Jeremy Lin all of a sudden gives us Lin's sanity. And once again, the documentary will be October 11th on HBO and HBO Max, 38 in the Garden. Jeremy Lin joins us now. Where are you right now, Jeremy?
I'm in Guangzhou in China.
What's the town like?
So it's a city in southern China, very nice weather. It's a very food centric place. There's a lot of amazing dim sum out here, and it's just in general, it's a very, I'm trying to think of an analogy. But it's just like a hot temperature, very, very energetic and enthusiastic people. And that's kind of the vibe of the city.
How crazy did it get, the coverage of Linsanity?
It's about as, I mean, for sure, definitely the craziest thing I've ever experienced. You know, talking to my teammates, the craziest thing by far they had ever seen. I mean, yeah, I don't think there's too many people on the planet who have experienced crazier things. It was pretty wild. It was pretty wild.
But did you feel like you were a pop star? Like, it was more than basketball.
Oh, I mean, it was literally the most popular person on the planet. Like, literally. Like, I was the most Google search. I was the most, like, I was actually the most searched, most talked about, most popular person of that year. And it was a lot. It was really overwhelming. It was definitely pop star feelings for sure. It was like, what is happening? What just happened? Because yesterday I could walk down the street, and today I have paparazzi chasing me down, chasing my family down, chasing my grandma down in Asia, chasing down my high school teammates and my old coaches and everything across the entire, you know, across the world, just wherever they were, people were, paparazzi and reporters were chasing them down. It was like, what happened?
Did you lose yourself in that?
Close. I definitely lost myself in many ways. I don't think all the way, but I lost a lot. I lost my trust in people. I lost my foundation of who I am as a person, getting caught up in trying to be who everyone else wanted me to be. I lost my sense of joy. I lost my sense of purpose. I lost the innocence and the naiveness that I came into the NBA with. And I just kind of was covered with a cloud of jadedness and bitterness and anger. So I definitely lost myself many times along the way. I just think I had the right people around me and time to be able to heal.
Why the game against the Lakers, the title 38 at the Garden?
Because I think that's the most monumental game. And I think that was definitely like the pinnacle of it. I mean, I know we have the game winner in Toronto, and that is an amazing shot. That is an amazing game as well. But when you think about the height of it all, the buildup, the game being played at MSG, the hype around Kobe and what had happened before in the interview, all of that. I mean, it was the Lakers versus the Knicks in New York. I mean, that was the pinnacle.
What did Kobe say to you during the game or after the game? Any conversation?
Nothing. Not until we became teammates. And then he gave me a lot of nice words and a lot of respect. But that was 3 years down the road.
It takes him a while to give you a compliment, but you got one eventually.
No, I got it eventually, though. It's playing hard to get.
If you had a do-over, what would you do? Anything different?
I would do a lot of things different. I would enjoy it way more. I would slow down way more. I would embrace the moment. I wouldn't just move on to the next game or the next goal or the next season. I would have made a lot of different decisions off the court, who to trust, what path to take. And most importantly, I would have understood more of how to use that moment and that platform and my voice to use it more powerfully. At that moment, all I could think about was survival, trying to not get cut, trying to take care of my family and repay my loans and get out of debt and lots of things that, you know, as a 23-year-old, I was trying to figure out, right? Like, you know, I didn't get a scholarship. I had hundreds of thousands of dollars that I owed for my tuition. I had two parents who were out of a job. I had two brothers who were in school and not making any income. Like, you know, I was dealing with a lot, and that's where my mind was at. And I was just trying not to get cut. I was just trying to make it. And I was just trying to establish myself and have a career. I didn't understand what was happening within the context of society at large. And within the context of what that moment meant culturally.
Why were you only able to capture Lynn's sanity for that moment, that it didn't spread out? He had a good career. He played for a lot of teams. But at 34, you're playing in China. Why?
I think there's a lot of reasons. But ultimately, you know, there's – I just think that's what ended up happening. I got hurt. You know, I have dealt with a lot of injuries, lots of surgeries. I had a great opportunity in Brooklyn, and missed 130 games over the course of two seasons, and had, you know, a knee injury that made it so that my body will never ever be the same. And things happen. You know, there are times when I didn't play well enough, or opportunities that I didn't fully take advantage of, and ways that I needed to get better and wasn't prepared for. And there's a lot of things outside of my control as well. But at the end of the day, I don't feel I feel very honored and privileged to still be playing, and to be playing here with the fan base that I have as well. I mean, it's playing out here is, you know, that's the only other thing that compares to kind of what I felt during Lynn's sanity. I mean, it's amazing that the basketball fever and the support that is happening out here. And so I'm still really grateful and blessed to be able to still be doing this 13 years in.
How did your popularity affect your teammates, in particular Carmelo? I saw where he wasn't part of the documentary. What kind of impact do you think that had on him, since it was his team?
I think this is something that will always be speculation. I never knew then. I don't know now. I've never had a conversation about it personally with him. But the only thing I've said this, and it's, I don't say it just to like be fake, is I've never had a conflict with him personally. Everything that happened, everything that you know, is what I know. You know what I mean? Like, everything I heard from, you know, when D'Antoni came out multiple years later, when Amari came out multiple years later, like, in the moment, I didn't know any of that stuff. I didn't know what was happening. I thought the Knicks were going to match me. They told me they were going to match me. I just assumed it. Like, I didn't understand what was happening, and I still don't know to this day exactly what happened. But I do know that was a magical moment. That was an amazing season. And he's part of the story, and he was part of our team. And we don't make the playoffs without him. So, you know, there's, you know, from my end, it's looking back, you know, I don't dwell on that aspect of it.
No interest in sitting down and talking to him?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's definitely that interest, I just don't think it has worked out yet, but you know, on my end, definitely there's that interest.
You're lighting up Derek Fisher. I'm looking at the highlights here. Poor Derek Fisher that night at the Garden. You had him on skates there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Derek Fisher's sweating that game anymore, you know, having accomplished what he accomplished. So I think he's like, yeah, go ahead and have that one. I'll take all my rings.
Hey, it's a great documentary, and I hope people get a chance to watch it for a lot of different reasons there, and a lot to be proud of. Glad you're still playing hoops, and thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Jeremy Lin. The HBO documentary, 38 at the Garden, debuts October 11th on HBO and HBO Max.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.